Hello everybody, I'm here at Wareham Forest campsite there. There's the pool early in the morning, it's got its cover on, only to be used from 9 in the morning till 5:30. Little toddler's paddling pool there to the side. Anyway, there's no lifeguard. They're very particular that you sign the agreement before you get in there. Is agreeing to that risk, but you can't exclude liability for death or personal injury. I don't remember what it's all about. Well, why do they have you do it then? Just know you're doing it, then they can't save you. It's not too deep enough to drown. And various rules, no balls. You can bring your dogs in there, but they have to stay on the grass. And look, camper vans, loads of them. You know, you can't have the dogs in the pool. And dogs on leads at all time, things like that. No ball games. And there's the reception, the little shop with quite a few things. Yeah, I didn't think much of their coffee. It's this sort of ready-made coffee. They simply put the boiling water into it. What else? The baked potatoes they do. I didn't try those. And a pizza van came in the evening. It's no longer here. But they do pizza, garlic bread. That's it. I'd hoping to have some ice cream. But come on, have to be a bit tough. We're roughing it here, camping. There's only one tent. Everyone else has got a camper van. So it was surprisingly busy for this time of year, considering it's not school holidays. But I didn't see any children. That explains why. You thought there might be people with really little children below the age of 4, because they'd have to stick to school term time. I look at the phone box. It's got this sort of red emergency phone only. A lot of people turn them into a thing for a defibrillator. It says 3 miles from Wareham. I asked the man how long it takes to walk to Wareham. He said like an hour and 20 minutes. Well, that's a very slow walk. And here we are. So the grounds are very well kept. It's very clean. The facilities are in excellent condition. Yes, there is hot water in the shower block. And then there's obviously a playground over there. And there are dozens of these things, caravans. People often have a sort of tent they put outside the caravan, give themselves tons of space. And what else is going to say about it? Yeah, so here's the woods. There's the main road. Wareham is an attractive little town in its own right. And then other campsites around here. So a very popular place, this part of Dorset. So this is, West Dorset. And that's it. Unfortunately, the weather has smiled on us. What else can I say? Code to get in and out the gate. And there are little signs that there might be foxes around. Okay, so it just goes further down there. And if you're camping in the forest area, you just camp anywhere on the grass at least 6 meters away from anyone other tent for fire safety reasons. That's it. Okay. I think that's enough. I'll switch it off now.